not up to discussing it.
This is on the Thanksgiving. We'll discuss that tomorrow. My Thanksgiving day. Here you go. It is for today. Second page, so happens in this the gay alochal amaise. Hand out that thing over there. That's the Thanksgiving articles on the field. We can talk about it tomorrow. Not now. Yeah, I gave everything that he wrote on Thanksgiving. 6 pages defending himself for contradicting himself. We have 2 chuvas that one chuva seemed to say no big deal. And second chuva exploded with Kukos Akum, all kinds of. So the reason I reproduce it for you is because it's a very important analysis of what Kukos Akum is. Because Kukos Akum may mean that you shouldn't stop at red lights because Goyim stop at red lights. That's a kind of limit. Antemore is the moko for an isu that impacts very heavily on infertility management. And that is the ability to obtain semen when the woman has not gone to mikveh. We'll talk in detail. In other words, can you obtain semen by masturbation in order to provide for in vitro fertilization? You wouldn't think our Gemara would have such a direct halacha l'maisa, but it's mamish, direct halacha l'maisa. Okay. Start the second painting. The people. You have that thing on? People missed, those who did more here on Thursday, missed not much of a shiur, but good banana cake. That's worse than missing a shiur. Kol ha'yad ha'amar b'livo b'noshim m'shubachas. Ubanoshim, it's a negative, tikotseis, a dramatic statement, the hand should be cut off. First of all, what are we talking about? If it's an extension of the first Mishnah, then we're only talking about the taharos, right? So look at Rashi. Kol ayad amar belibdok. Shebodekes tomid shemero aso. Right? Woman, yiras chet, maybe a little bit obsessive compulsive, right? Makes a lot of bedikas during the day. Inoshe meshubachas, so Rashi, you see, includes Labala also. Shemitoch kach lo osim de sopik tumo. Ubala lo osav le yisura. So you have two separate reasons for making multiple bedikos. One for taharos, right? And ubala, and for sopik nida. Now remember, we learned before that that's a no-no. The Gemara concludes that shelo yiyeh libo nokfo. We don't want a man to make bedikos. You don't want the woman to make bidikos for her husband, for worrying about whether she can sleep with her husband. Because the husband will see her make bidikos. And libo nokfo. So there's a miri right on the Mishnah. The miri says of two words, or three words. Shalom b'fnei ba'ala. The libo nokfo is only if he knows. But if it's none of his business what she's doing, she can make bidikos and he doesn't know about it. So there's no libo nokfo. That seems to be what Rashi is saying. That's pshat in Rashi. That's the hard way. Now, what is the man being bodic for? The sex change operation. Now he's checking whether he's in need or not. So he's worried about Zov or Balkeri. Okay. But look at Rashi, Banoshim, she bodic asmo tomid ba'amoso. The male organ, Shema Yotza Mimenu Keri. Maishna Noshim or Maishna Abodim. Maishan Noshim and Maishan Anoshim. Noshim, the low benos hagoshininu mushubochos. Anoshim, the bnei hagoshininu, tikotseits. What does he say? Checking continuously would be analogous to masturbation. He stimulates himself every time he's checking, is there a tipas zera? Or not, a tipas keri, or a tipas zov. Yehocha. My ear, your marbe. Kilo marbe nami. Why is halacha marbe if you, what are you afraid? That by examining himself, he will stimulate himself. And then he'll have hotzah zera levatola. The must have been marbe once is okay. Isu once is same as 10 times. Ki ketana marbe, you're quite right. I only use the word marbe, but I wasn't referring to the men. Kol ayan hamarbe livdo benoshim shabachas, right? Semicolon. Ubanoshim tikotzeis, any examination. Ki ketana marbe anoshim tona. You have to check that word. It's not noshim, it's anoshim, right? It's not anoshim, it's noshim. Ah, an, referring to, the aleph is ah. It's a separate word. Anoshim torna. Bameh dvorem linyan shichva zera. Ah, well, there's another reason for checking. Linyan zov. Avhu mishubach kenoshim. Look at Rashi. Rashi had a little different gerson. We have linyan zov, she has linyan zivo. Zivo is the, I think, the verb, the flowing. Linyan zivo, she yotza zov mimenu. Verotza libdo, kede limnos reyosav, shayim letumo, shloshav, cholosav kobon. He sees this, whatever he sees, 3 times, 3 days, then he has to bring a korban. Twice, it's just the union of tumor. No korban. Then Rashi gives you the biology of the two. Zov is doma lemei botzek, shelso oven. It's not viscous, right? It's liquid. Ubo מבשר המס. משכפה זרע בו מבשר החי, וקשורו כולו בן ביצו שאינו מוזרס. And it's like the white of an egg that's not beaten, meaning the white of an egg has a viscosity. Shechva zera has a viscosity. Zov does not. There's no doubt in my mind, or in all these years, there's no other way to understand pshat, that Zov is talking about pus. Yeah. An exudate due to infection, etc., etc. Vafilu, back to Gemara. Vafilu in Shechazera, in Bol Livdo, Bitzro, or Becheres, Bodek, the Matelis Road. He wants to check whether at the opening of the male organ, there's a drop of something here that shouldn't be there. Right? Pus or Shechva Zera. So if he wants to check by using a hard object, by scraping a hard object along the opening there to see anything, then there's no stimulation. However, to use a cloth, I mean, cover the organ with a cloth, and that's how you check, then there's stimulation. Therefore, it says, you want to use a tzrol or a cheres, that's okay. The matel is slow, a cloth knot. In fact, the Gemara was saying, your body gasp of matas, v'holdova sharotze. And for the Gemara, kiryom harabaye, the matel is over. Right? We're talking about something which does not provide warmth. That's what causes the stimulation. Yeah, you can use a cloth, but it has to be a rough, thick cloth that doesn't provide any warmth. You said, as Abaye said, where did Abaye say that? That you can use a matelis ove. Veiche itmo d'Abaye, ahodisnan. Abaye commented on the Mishneh. Mishnah says, "Hoya ochel bitruma." It's a Mishnah made around in the Masechta. "Hoya ochel bitruma, behirgish and is dazer evorov, and ochel bamoso uboleya satruma." Unlike nida, nida becomes a nida bivsora. When it leaves the source and moves in further up in the body, it's already a nida. By a man, the tuma shechva zera is only when it yotze min haguf. Therefore, if he feels that he's beginning to ejaculate, all he has to do is put his finger over the opening, not let the zera out, then there will be no tuma. Why is he in a hurry? Why is he afraid it's going to come out a minute later? He has a mouthful of tumor. Right? He doesn't want to eat tumor with tumor. So by preventing the zera from coming out, there's no tumor. Again, by nido is bibsora. By a man is acheyetzi migufo. So why do you say ochez? But how can you do that? Votanya Ochez. Well, you say Ochez, Hatanya Rabbi Elezer Omer. And here, watch this language. Kol Ochez Bamoso Umashtin. When he urinates, if he holds his male organ while urinating, Kilo Mevi Mabul Olam. Now you're talking such dramatic, extreme language. Yeah, that's the worst of Eire that exists. Mind you, he's going into the bathroom to masturbate. He's going to urinate. And he's going to hold his male organ so as not to, as you'll see, so as to direct the flow, right to Aiden. He brings a Mabul Olam. He's not referring to an Isu, a recommendation, etc. These extreme language is critical here. I don't know why that extreme language.
It's not the only spot the Gemara does that. Using, huh? It's not the only spot where the Gemara does that using extreme language where for something that's not even clearly usher.
No. You don't see that he slept with his friend's wife. They may be Mabul Olam. He's Chayiv Miso. Okay, well, might be. Maybe Mabul Olam, but under.
Just remember, what's the lashon it uses for someone who talks between
Yishtabach?
What's the lashon for someone who talks between Yishtabach and the Brach of Yotzer? Or it's another case.
Maybe
it's not maybe Mabul, but something else extreme.
No,
Gemara also has a lashon about Hakadosh Baruch Hu comes to Bisa Knesses and Lo Matza Asara, Miad Koi.
Yeah, the what?
Hakadosh Baruch Hu comes to.
Yeah, those are about it. I'm emphasizing this because not I'm asking a question, because the Gemara bases is better yet Igus Moshe bases an Isu only because of the extreme lotion of the Gemara. You see, Balaoche is Bamoso Mashig Yimei Bablo Amar Abaye V'matlis Ove, right? Abaye said no. There's nothing wrong with it if he will hold his male organ using a thick cloth where there is no dryly any warmth, that's okay. Why? And here's a nice biological or physiological reality that Rava says. What are you afraid of? In this case, you are going back to the case what? Where he felt that the zera is coming out, the semen is coming out, and he's eating truma, and he wants to prevent it from coming out. So what are you afraid? Oh, no, don't touch the male organ, it may cause you to ejaculate. That, what do you think he's doing now? That's what Rava says. Kiva de okar okar. What are you afraid of? This zera is going to come out. What do you think? At that time, new zera is going to come out. Kivan yoka oka, meaning you're not conscious that he will go ahead and stimulate so that more zera comes out. It doesn't go that way. Once the threshold is surpassed and ejaculation begins, it empties whatever's in there. Okay? And this is the kind of Gemara which you can just will skip. Right? But you see, as I said, it's treaty, it's halacha lemaisa, critical Gemara. Babaya, chayish dilma osel asufi. No. Rava said, no, whatever comes out, comes out. More can come out. And Abaya said, no, it could be that if he stimulates himself at that time, more will come out. The Rava, lo chayish dilma osel lesufi. That's my point. Is a bayev Rava. In fact, the Gemara below, you not worry about dilma osel lesufi. Vosanya hola mazedoma, the noson ezbo ba'ayin. She kol zman she ezbo ba'ayin, ayin midamas v'chozer osum damas. It's a kind of a really machlokas on physiology of glands. How do glands work? Glands contain secretory material. So, what is it? Like a little sack, and it empties. Once it empties, you gotta wait now till it fills up again. Or not so. So it's like, you say, poke your finger in your eye. So you have a gland, a lacrimal gland, that causes tears, right? The longer you keep your finger there, more tears keep on coming. So it shows it's not a finite quantity of secretions, but the more you stimulate the eye, the more tears come. Pu'adin, over here, the more you stimulate, the more semen will come up. And what does the Rava say? The Rava, not true. Kol achmumi v'hod achmumi, loshon chimum, meaning to stimulate. Once you're stimulated, and then at the same time stimulate again, b'shaite, at the same time, lo shriach. No, it's not likely that more will come out. What's Rava has a good taina, right? The taina is, this is a gland that's not like a finger in the eye where the tear gland gives off its secretions. This starts with the brain. The brain stimulates the gland. The brain is involved sometimes sexuality, some sexual thoughts. Therefore, Robertine is whatever sexual thoughts caused this to happen, it caused it to happen already. There's not going to be more sexual thoughts by the fact that he stimulates the male organ for a few seconds by holding on to it. Gufo, Rabbi Elazar Omer, kol ha'ochez ba'amo u'mashtin ki lemevi mabul yolom. It's another piece, and then I will tell you the significance of this Gemara. Omer lo Rabbi Elazar, halo nitzotos nitozen al raglov. If he doesn't direct the flow with his hand, then some urine will possibly fall on his shoes. V'nire kitchus shofcho. And therefore, people who see he comes out of the bathroom and his shoes have droplets of urine on it, they say, he must have trouble. What is he? He may be a kitchus shofcho. Maybe someone who had his male organ partially amputated. The nimtza motzi laz al bonov shem mamzerim. Yeah. Amar lahem, again, critical, this language again, like mabul olam, why is it? Mutov sheyotzi laz al bonov shem mamzerim, val yas asmo rosho sho achas mnei amakom. Further, get some more hyperbole. It's more they're making of this problem, this moral ethical problem, right, as if it were the single most severe offense that a person can do. He's going to be a mabul olam. He doesn't care whether his kids will be called mamzerim as long as he doesn't do this. That's the reason for that. Tanya Idach, and Rabbi Elazar gave an etzer. He tried to avoid people thinking that he had some kind of problems which would cast aspersions on the kashrus of his children. Efshar yamod odom b'mokom gavoa v'yashtin, a person who wants to be careful not to cast any aspersions on his children, he could stand on a raised platform, right? And then the droplets won't come on his shoe, it'll fall down. Oh, yashin beofer tichuach, or he can urinate on loose earth where the droplets won't jump back on him. So even though it's close to him, it hits the loose earth, it's absorbed right away. But as I said, two things, both times using, say, hyperbole, using dramatic language. In the first one, he said, let the kids be called mamzerim. This issue is so terrible, you have to be willing to suffer that shame. Second, The second one, right? It is Aliyas Asmo Rosho Shoachas Apnei HaMokom. Right? It's Hey Amalu Bereisha. Which one did he say first? Elei Mekomaisa Amalu Bereisha. It makes sense. Why? Boso the Amalu Yisura. I've been telling you, you mustn't do it. How the Amalu Takanta? He gave you an answer how to do it. You want to avoid it, stand on a raised platform, urinate only in loose earth, right, so that the droplets won't fall on your shoes. Elaho Amalu Bereisha. No. First, tell them, you know, whenever you urinate, be careful to stand at a raised place, a raised platform, right? Or make sure that the bottom is ofot yichuach. Omole, I saw the Chachamim asked him, what if the poor guy has to go to the bathroom? He doesn't have ofot yichuach. Omole, ein lo mokom gavoa ofot yichuach mai. And there he gave that first analysis. Mutov shotzi las albanov vayas asmo roshel shalz upeyam mokom. Thank the Gemara, the question which you all have in your mind, which I've been saying over and over again, for kol kach lomo. What is all this? The worst issue that ever happened, that ever could be. I mean, they also deserve a place there as things you shouldn't be doing. Kol kach lama, lepnei shemosi shechazer levadolo. Yama Rabbi Yochanan, okay, third dramatic statement. Kol hamosi shechazer levadolo, chayev misa. Misa b'nei shemayim. Shenemar, vayera b'nei Hashem eshe sharoso v'yom az gam oso. That's the mice of Er v'onan, the sons of Yehuda, remember? Er v'onan. The sugi is difficult to understand because it would indicate that the issue of Er v'onan, and that's what's English term onanism.
Well, it's the isser of.
Huh?
It's the isser of onan. We don't. The pasuk never says why Er died.
I'm sorry.
The pasuk never says why Er died specifically onan.
Isser of onan,
yeah.
According to secular sources, was dosh befnim b'zorei mibachutz. He wouldn't ejaculate in, so as not to give children and make a prayer. According to Gemara Yevamos, it was anal sex that they were talking about. It's different thing. Yeah. Rabbi Yitzchak Barabami Omar Ki'ilu Shofel Domim Shenemar Anechomim Ve'elim Tachas Koleitz Ranon Shochtei Hayelodim Banacholim, Tachas Si'ifei Hasloim, Shochte Yailodim, it isn't child sacrifice, but Altikri Shochte Ela Sochate. And Schita refers to squeezing out a liquid from within a solid, referring to masturbation. Rabasi Omar Kil Ovei Lavoids Gehovim. Sivoch Tachas Koleitz Ranon, Sivosom Al Horem Aromim, Tachas Koleitz Ranon. Okay, let's stop here. How literal do we have to take this? You don't find showing the Machoinim make of this anything more than what it says. It says it's a Loshon Guzmo in the Sama. Why? It's an Avera that is common. Psychiatrists can't understand the Isu, the Torah Isur against masturbation. It's a perfectly normal, quote, healthy thing to do. They don't see any kind of misdeed, not even a little aveda that day. That's the secular world, right? Comes along our Torah world and makes of it, what, maybe Mabul Olam, Schayim Misa, etc., etc. And that's how it's been, right? Very Zoya on the Cecil. We're not talking about nocturnal emission. That Kodesh Baruch Hu takes care of. If there's any reason for spermatic fluid, for semen to come out because of it's overflows, or I don't know if that really is the biology of it. I don't think it is. Nevertheless, that's nothing that anyone's held guilty for. Remember the Kohen Gadol by Yom HaKippurim, right, was prevented from sleeping so that he shouldn't suffer a nocturnal emission. Kohen Gadol wasn't choshed that he would masturbate during the night. Something not in your control, not your control, that's not the issue. We're talking about someone who finds pleasure in it. It's a pleasurable activity. He doesn't have opportunity for sexual relations, so he relieves some of his sexual tensions by masturbation. Again, why the severity? And is it so? Are we using this lotion only because the outside world thinks of it as goneness, so we lean over the other side, right? We talk in language of extremes. What's the geus? Very much, halacha l'maisa said. Give you a couple of people are idiots. They go to a doctor to begin infertility management, so-called ART, assisted reproductive technology. They can't have children, married 4 or 5 years, right? So, don't talk to a lot at the same time. They'll know how to plan, but they don't. They come to a lot already when they're in the middle of the procedures, and something happens, a problem. What's the problem? The problem is, they know about the poor people. They know there's an issue of masturbation. But it's not an issue that, why worry about masturbation? She goes to the mikveh, and he has relations with his wife using some specially prepared condom, commonly referred to as a semen collector. It's nothing more than a rubber condom made of non-rubber, made of silicon or Teflon or something, because rubber is particularly injurious to sperm. So they want to know, why does the doctor want him to do that? It's a tendency, you assume, can a baby, it's her fault. 50% of the time it's his fault. So before you subject a woman to all kinds of terrible invasive techniques, right? Check whether she has a husband or not. Check whether it's sperm or not. I'll tell you the protocol. This is something that no week goes by when I'm not involved in consulting with a woman who's beginning, or usually in the middle. Then what happens? They go ahead and they super ovulate her. They shoot her full of hormones, but they can't play around with one egg. So they shoot her full of hormones, and she produces anywhere from 10 to 20 eggs. Right? She's full of hormones, and they follow by ultrasound. Yeah, the follicles are ripe, they're about ready to go. But now I need a semen sample to be ready, because we're going to surgically take out the eggs. Remember, a woman doesn't lay eggs like a chicken. You got to take them out. You got to go hole someplace and get them out. Usually they make a hole in what's called the vaginal vault,
top of the vagina, and poke a hole, and then reach out to the ovaries and pull out the eggs from there. Nowadays, the radiologists took over that fancy business. They'll put a catheter in the femoral artery, right? And they'll go ahead and do something in your nose. They have no problem moving any part of the body. It's an impressive thing, right? So what they do is they make a hole, put in a catheter, and usually a little suction, and they'll suck out a negative. Poor woman is, and giving her this excess hormone, it's not pariches yomim, it's not vitamins, it's not healthy, and she's discomforted by it. Doctor says, yeah, the eggs are ready, you gotta take them out. I can't go to mikveh. In the middle of Shivani Kiyam, she's so dumb, so she lost 2 days, and that she thought would be okay. Should be okay, that's the normal way. We assume the egg matures, right? So when she goes to mikveh, the egg is then available the day after, or hours after she comes home from the mikveh. Right? Told you, when she did the sneaker, that a woman can't become pregnant by having relations with a husband after she ovulates. It's too late. That's a relation with a husband before she ovulates. Before she ovulates, she can't go to the mikveh. So how do you get semen? So the idiots, they come and talk about the chatrila. You tell them, remember, don't start the program, don't shoot yourself full of hormones until you store with the doctor in the nitrogen freezer, you store multiple samples. Semen samples from previous months. They do well in the freezer. The sperm, unlike eggs, which can't be frozen well, although now they claim they can, and also not so much success. But sperm, we know, no big deal. What the heck do you think the sperm banks are? They don't have a fellow standing in the other rooms to give them semen. They have in the freezer. And after relatively long storage, I'm talking like 5-10 years, the sperm lose like 10%, 50% viability. But if I give him 3 samples, 3 ejaculates, he has more than he would have on a normal marital relation. But she didn't. So what do? Next. The question of first part, someone checks the man's semen. How do you check it? Likewise, the same way. Having relation, they have to worry about time of ovulation. He has relations using a semen collector, and they check the semen to see how many sperm and whether the sperm are malformed, meaning morphologically malformed, or poor motility. On that basis, they make a decision whether he is a cause of the problem or not a cause of the problem.
Okay. This might be ridiculous, but it is, alas. If you can fix something in the nose through going in through an artery in the leg, so why couldn't there also be semen removal through a relatively non-invasive surgical method?
I haven't heard of it.
It's not the vascular system. Yeah, it's completely different duct system.
We do. What we do nowadays, a person who has few or no sperm, there are cases where they will go in and do a testicular biopsy and find immature sperm in the epididymis, in the top of the epididymis.
And if they're not immature sperm, meaning it has no tail, so it can't move on its own. But the doctors, they do impressive shakhanas. You have an egg, you have a sperm, they like each other. So you have the sperm, you push it into the egg.
So regular shakhanas should work also? I'm in a room and until they work
and
out.
And it seems to work sometimes.
Solve a lot of problems.
Yeah. That's how it used to be once upon a time. Your father grabbed you by your ear, right? He said, behave, your wife is coming in a little while. When she shows up, you're supposed to be nice to her, and a week or two later, you make a fuss of her. I mean, that's like subway trains, one's no different than the other. It's the same thing. This one train, another one too. No problem. So how do you get sperm? I believe there's a better way to get sperm, less annoying to the people, and that is normally when she has normal relations there, she presents herself to her gynecologist the following morning. The gynecologist, using a dropper, an eyedropper, sucks up a little fluid from inside the vaginal tract, and usually things, everything is healthy, fine. They find adequate sperm there that can be evaluated. It's called a post-coital test, a test after having relations. But no doctor is content with that. That's so that you know where, if you're solace. If you don't find anything, you know you're in trouble. So tell the woman to go home and let the husband stay. You have to talk to him. And she's not involved yet. You know, you can't find any sperm. You know, there's solace over there. So you know already the key. Certainly, it could be that both have trouble. Both have trouble with fertility. She's not ovulating, he's not producing sperm. And that's when, unfortunately, you get into these complex situations of incubator mothers. She buys an egg, right, and rents a uterus, right? Yeah, and goes to the sperm bank and gets sperm to fertilize the egg that was given to her by a co-ed who's on a beach in Miami now, right? And then they fertilize the egg, put it to another lady, and 9 months later, right, they call up the little girl and tell her, mazel tov, you became a mother. Can we sugar them? It's a crazy world. Chinese, can you, in the first case I gave you, where I have a real reason, this poor woman has been now prepared for insemination. They prepare, they call it harvesting, to harvest her eggs, right, and inseminate them in a petri plate and let them grow there for 3 days or so, right, and then put it back into her. That's the in vitro fertilization technique. Can you allow the man to provide semen by now by masturbation because he can't provide any other way? So the shaila really is two things. The test, find out, because it's hard to explain that to you. Finding sperm, or not finding sperm, not finding sperm, or you know, you got your focus, where you got to worry about. But finding sperm doesn't say anything either. Spermatic fluid has more in it than just sperm. Semen has more in it than just sperm. There are sugars, etc., etc., all critical for the viability of the sperm as he travels up. So that you can only find out by a sample of semen. So the doctors
inevitably give the post-coital test. That's just to know whether there's any point in focusing on the woman or not. Here's where the lotion of our Gemara comes in. Look at what I gave to you. One of some the end of that first page that involves something else. Yeah. Look at the first shayla. We did bdikas hazeva. Okay. Hini. דבר עוד שצריך מרוב לבדוק את הזרע שלו תשוך הלידע איך לפוסו תשוך להולד ששאלתם אין בזה משום איסו עושה הזרע לבטולה the shoel is asking somebody else he's asking how could matter how you get the zerע can you take zerע into a test tube examine it and spill it out as Osho Zelava told him. What's the obvious answer to such a shayla? Answer would depend upon a simple analysis. Tell me what the words mean. Osho Zelava told him. Osho Zelava, I know what that means. It's in Batola. What's Batola?
It's not a waste.
Is this what I told them? So they can have a baby. Poor couple been trying to have a child, but they can't have a child without the doctor's help. So he needs the semen test in order for the doctor to be able to help him. Surely it's hard to call that a levatola. That's basically what he answers. He need be a bomb, the son of a British rule. Right? Let's just jump down to here. We'll do just what I think. It's not the top, the second column at the top. Chazina Mishom, from the Gemara Yevamos. I'm sorry. Take a few minutes longer. Let's do the tshuva. Hini b'Yevamos afayin bo, b'Issa Omer Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, Nikra b'Nistam, Kol Shuli Nikri b'Nikra, Posel, V'Ilav Kosher. Let's talk about a whole injury, right? There into the spermatic duct that makes him not possible to have children. So he's a kushofro. Kushofro is not organ cut off. That's also kushofro. But classic kushofro is the spermatic cord is cut. Okay. Says if when having relations the injury opens up again, it was nistam, it seemed to heal, right? They still puzzle. Ilav, if however it holds well, even though it's a kind of undoing of a psul, I mean he was puzzled, he was a psuli called because he was kushofra,
Then he loses to recall? Yeah. Okay. That's the basis for what has been a big salvation for a significant number of Bali Tshuva who underwent vasectomies. And then there came Bali Tshuva and they learned that a vasectomized husband can't have a wife. He has to divorce his wife. Also love of the coal. One of the great Tshuvas that my father wrote, he doesn't get credit for those good ones, was on the reverse vasectomy. Everybody asked it. Once you psul, you psul. And that's it. And he said, no. It's a mitzius. If the patency is reestablished and there's now a flow there, then he's no longer kushuf. So it's called a reverse vasectomy, which interestingly became possible the year before the Shver answered the Tshuva. A fellow at St. Louis developed a microscopic, the microsurgical technique for reverse vasectomy. And I was present twice to see how it's done. Impressive thing. You're talking about a tube, the lumen is about the same diameter as the lead in your lead pencil. Okay? And it has two skins, two epithelia. And if you want to restore the two ends sewn together like you would a tailor, never worked with a seal. You have to sew the inner one first to the inner one, and then the outer one to the outer one. All in the thing is the width of the lead of a pencil. And it's something which not everybody can do. They work under a 60 power microscope there. But unless
you have like rocks,
if dexterity, yeah. Under a 60 power microscope, yeah, right? I was there, I did try it myself. I try to do it, but see what it is like. You hold a needle in your hand on a 60 power microscope, your hand is going like this. It's like in a rocking rowboat trying to shoot a duck. Right. So you have to learn how. You watch them, the hand is moving, it comes to the point, they take a quick stitch. So the normal trim of the hand is magnified 60-fold. Anyway, right? So what do you say here? Hello? Now, how do you know that he wants to get married? How do you know that the flow is stored? He has to ejaculate to show that, right? He said there was an injury, benistam. Now I want to know whether he's okay now. So I got to check. How do you check? Look, he says, Amalei, Maisinan Nama Chamima, Yisari, Mnichnulea Beipukri, you bring a warm barley bread and put it on his anus, Umikri, it'll cause him to ejaculate. Bechazinulei, and we'll see. Ula Abaya, right? Abaya has another etzer, a kind of pornography. Ma'birim mikamei bigdi tzivonim, teishiyaharev isha. I bring the lady's clothes, he should have sexual thoughts. V'nikri, and it comes about Kerry. Ma'shasham, the what? Shalom pligi, lo plug. Sorry. No chilek, which method you do it? Beis adrocha muto. Right? Each one gives medical advice how to cause someone to ejaculate. And let me digress a second. There were people, not to be understood why, that's that computer in your skull,
who will have nocturnal emissions. They get married, they have sexual marital relations with the wife, they can't ejaculate. Nothing comes up. The two yeshivalites over the course of the last 30, 40 years, in order to get sperm from them, right, they can't ejaculate, they can't masturbate, nothing comes up. In order to get sperm from them to impregnate the wife, right? Remember one of them went to Texas, to the Anderson Hospital. Nobody wants to do it. But they put the fella under anesthesia, and they insert an electric something up the rectum and shock it, and that causes the ejaculation. Baal Shem, they had children of it. They had several children of it. No doctor wants to do it. They don't think it's a safe thing to do. Put in a probe and split electric shock in.
Smooth muscle stimulation?
That's why when you go to the bathroom and you make a boch hashayotza, mekovim, chalulim, chalulim, shiim perseach, or yisosim, right? So many things can go wrong. And Baruch Hashem, things are normal. Normal, who settles for normalcy? We want the only superlative, right? No one settles for normal. Normal is a big yichus. In Cain, what was the question? Is it Zerah Levatola to do semen testing? In Cain, Mepura, Shekim, and Shulut Sovach, Leida, and Mutu, Isa, Yisraelis, to know what is muta lova bakol, muta lasos masa sheikim lo zizera. The gam, even though it's also lahare, you mustn't have sexual thoughts. The gam muta lahare be isha afshu also be called mishmata bodel afshu zechem, kidisa bimksubis. Mikomo kom kimin she isu kadesh lo yovel de keri, right? Muta kan kimin she usul tzora bedike. We don't like you to be, want you to have watch, look at pornography, because it'll cause keri. But here I want to cause keri. I want to cause semen to come out in order to test. Kibbutzul and soul bedikya, right? Shemoy, right? Yutal alizeh nisa isha yisraelis. It's a big thing. If he's a kushafla, he can't marry a Jewish girl. Who does he have to marry? These kids, he's just supposed to know from your background, from the homies.
Either a Giorit or a
Mamzeret, right? A Giorit or a Mamzeret. Rambam Blau, who is the infant terrible of Yerushalayim. He's the one that ran all the campaigns against autopsy and against the women in the Meir Shorim, showing up with what he considered to be skirts not long enough, etc., etc. Yeah, he ended up marrying a Gieris. He was a Kushofer. Yeah. And he didn't have to be a Kushofer. No more, it's besides everything. Because he goes with Chumrus, it goes that way. He became a kushofer from a prostate operation. In the old days, a prostatectomy involved cutting the sperm cord. They had this idea that if you cut off the sperm cord, sever it, and tie the ends down, then infection won't climb up from the outside into the surgical area. Nowadays we don't do it anymore. It's proven to be just anymore it's a hoax or something. I don't know, some mishigas, some fellow once published, and everybody jumped on it. We don't cut the sperm cord anymore in the prostate operation. Okay, you with me? Next. The יש למעלה פלוב דגון עוד מכל שכן חוסם הוא יוכל לכאן גיירס. Nevertheless, even though he wouldn't remain without a wife, he can take a gieres. Become a kmuta little boat so a zera b'shulat zorech like an Israelis, right? She gam zera b'zorech v'nechshav v'atola. Koshki mekan she'ata ena molin. Yesh ha'ata lozi zera k'day leida eich l'raposo v'shulat she'ay zera b'zorech v'lo l'v'atola. Yisul zera l'v'atola. And here, he didn't say clearly, this man is now unmarriageable. He says, a young man, unmarriageable. He has to go ahead and possibly either look for a young girl who's also infertile, right? There are such things. Girls that are born without a uterus, girls that are born with hormonal problems, they can't have children. So he can look for such a woman. That's not a nice thing to do to a fellow. Here's a chance to give him back a normal life. Right? Of course, it's not levatola. Abu Chazinan, there comes the Argamala. Right? Shagidei mishmush b'yadaya ba'eva also. Zvachein shal hechan abdinan. Why didn't he answer? How do you do to see where the semen coming out? Let him masturbate. No. Bring a warm barley bread and put it on his anus, and show him pictures of ladies' underwear. Right? Why not do it simply? Right? Batam nire mishum da mishum shedai beiva iki iso lo sinaf. Kidi tana debei rabbi Yishmael benida dafri gimu. We get to that a little bit later. And it may be from the Seras Adibros. And the Tana learns lo sinaf means you should not masturbate. Not you should not fornicate. You shouldn't have relations with someone else's wife. Or suddenly, now we get a little better insight. What's his business? Maybe Mabololo and what? Why? It's from the Seras Adibros. Kadosh Baruch Hu made that, it may even be universal. May even apply to non-Jews as well. Lo sinach, lo tehe b'cho niyuf, bein b'yad, bein b'regel. Shizeh lo huta. Aval de maase b'shari vorim. We don't touch the male organ. Kigan hod nahama chamim ed shari abi pukri v'chein laharav ishav teshi etzi azera lekevo isa lo sinat al isa so azera levatola. And here it's muto l'tzor b'dikah shonech shazera levatola. Two separate isurim. Two isuri lav. Two isuri daise, anyway. One isur daise has to do with l'tzor azera levatola. No matter how you do it. And the second issue is, even if the end result is not levatola, the methodology used is also midaraisa. That's why the Gemara has to think up this strange way. V'chein gam b'uvdi didon ein lahater adei mishmush v'eivel, which is a standard way that doctors get the semen samples by most patients. They ask them to go into the bathroom and give him a semen sample. Aval adei advorim shematirin sham hayelonu lahater gam bekan avchu rak sofik agam hosam hu rak sofik ikatam shem kalpochos hulu al kalponim hulu tzor piyu v'ribyo avu bekan kibir shoy b'tash b'shem ishto ein lasos halidei hiru v'isho adei nahama chamima avchim et esari abi pukri. Elo, but in our case, he says, you shouldn't do it anyway except to normal marital relations. Ela betashmish. Vim la bedika tov b'hal bosha sakisim aleivolo b'shas tashmish hu odif. Kivon shedas l'chaim oza v'achiezer shuder tashmish in the isher se sakon alo l'saber Hafshad, Daiti, Lo Mesaba Zeklau. Aber our co-pointing, who are going of Chai Moses, are going of Moses, so became. Here's also intriguing Halacha Lamaise, Opsak. Yishmael held that to have relations with a wife using a condom is also. That's called Zoreya Eitzim Malabonim. It's Otsoa Zera Levatolo. The Chaim Moser was matir, a woman who cannot, must not conceive, endangers her life. How do you have, either you have to divorce her, not have a relation with her, or you use something. So a diaphragm is derech tashmish, but it's zoreya leitzim al avonim also. It's also zera levatolo. Because there's a barrier. A condom means you never entered into the woman. You're still on the outside. So that is far worse. And therefore, Moshe never was matter use of a condom for any reason. I said, but Chaim Moser was matter. Right? The FLP, even though I think he's wrong, right? I don't hold that way. But you have someone to be soimecha. I disagree. It doesn't mean it's the other one is wrong. You have an Adam Godol, a posik recognized really as a world-class posik, the Chaim Moser and the Achiezer, in the Sefer Achiezer. You can't discount it. And if it's necessary, if you feel that's the way, the preferred way to go, you have someone to be soimecha. After that, I was always a cloud. Our koponim who are going up Chaim Moser sober came. Im zeh lo tov levedika, oz yirishoy lo dosh mi bepnim velizroa mi bechutz asor bakbuk. Before they developed a condom that is acceptable, all they had was a rubber condom. You can't use a rubber condom. Therefore, the Eitzer is interrupted coitus, it was called. Interrupted. So the woman, the man, starts marital relations. When he feels ready to ejaculate, he withdraws and catches the semen in a sterile bottle. That's also a commonly used method today. Shemati, shegam hagoanim ido hakodem eitzilu zeh lebdika. Who you first heard, I don't know. Told you about the post-coital test that a woman in conversation with her husband and then the following morning presents herself to her gynecologist who take out some fluid and check if there's any live sperm. That's what he's referring to in the last little paragraph. What doctors recommend, however, in order they want to get a fresh sample, they have relations at night, 12 hours could pass till she shows up, you can't get a good count. You can know yes or no. A good sperm, fine. And you assume everything's okay. But if you could only check her right after having relations with her husband, you'd get a good sperm count also. Therefore, what do we say? Take your wife into the other room and have relations. It says, Ulivo bebeis harofe, barofe yitabe sazera mimei risha, apim yize tov lebedika, who preaches Gedola, Shein Kedai Lassos Kein, Elayasik and Zach. Now here there's Mamish, there is no barrier at all. There's nothing that you're doing abnormal. I mean, after 100%, no kiss, no withdrawal, right? But it's not sneeze. I'd rather play around with something which is a little bit shashisu, right? Rather than go ahead
and behave like a cat, behave like a dog, behave like an animal. You go into the other room, go have relations. Relations with a wife has in it more than the physical act. You need the emotional component as well. And that debases the human by asking him to go. It debases the human, it debases this great connecting action that allows a family to grow under the tutelage of a husband and a wife who stay together. Part of it is their sexual relationship. That's not a minor component of married life. Go ahead and debase that, make it into nothing more than a mechanical act. That's unacceptable. Even though we see, if you check the points in halacha, right? It should be a best method. I don't have to look for any heterim. That's why sure it came out. I had in my copy of the ego, so I put that in the post-coital test. Okay. The next shuva, I don't have to do it in class, but I really, you would be doing yourself injustice not to read the next shuva. It says nothing more than we just learned. The key points are covered that we just did. But here he argues against someone who is disagreeing with him. And the hesbel is well worth your effort, right? Writing to someone I love, someone I know. Just take a look. He sent him a little sefer that he wrote, right? Look at the last paragraph. The Gemara quotes Harishon Shekosev Shesholach Lefnei Meser Shana. Lo Reisiv. Sent me 20 years ago, but I haven't seen it yet. She shalach li mechodesh. Now you sent me another copy here. Yachad im od kuntus godol b'dvar zrika zera mishacher. He wrote I have a copy of it. A whole, maybe 150, 160 pages on infertility management. Yeah. He's a doctor. He's a rov, Dr. Ness. Well recognized doctor in infertility work, right? But look at that, look at the fourth line. There's some things you wrote that's okay. That's a very bekovedic way of saying, but you're wrong. Because your mind is so sharp, it gets into trouble, you make mistakes. But in English translation, it's a big abundance, yeah. Okay. So what I thought of, maybe jumping ahead to another page, again, I figured this already justifies the beginning, so we'll do a little bit yet in the second painting. I'll try my best always, as you see, to try to, if possible, to be Torah Lishma. Torah Lishma is Torah to enable you to live the good life, the life of Pi Halacha. That's the whole business.
Now, back just to finish off the punchline. Now you may have a little better understanding why the Gemara used that extreme language. Marvel Olam, Chayiv Misa, etc. See how we try to avert. It is possibly the love of Osinov. In the Yom Paskin that way, at the Mahokas Tanoim. One says that's love of Osinov, therefore you just kind of feed it with. And that's why the extreme language. Okay, we'll stop here.
Is everyone able to say the mitzvah?
What?
Mitzvah here?
Yeah.